Salt Your Wellness with Dr. Douglas Howard, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio. Proudly powered by the fruits and veggies of Balance of Nature.
And I have to just brag about those fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature, because last night, I had a very stressful day, long, stressful day in the city. Then I had to get down and drive to Atlantic City, get in late last night, can't find food. My stress load is overloaded. Doc, welcome back, by the way. Always good to have you. I'm looking for food late at night. I'm not getting it. I'm walking through the casino, which is, you know, smoke filled, and I'm feeling tickles in the back of my throat and all this stuff. By the time I get to my room, I just feel like I'm just like on death's doorstep. And I took a big handful of fruits and veggies, got in bed, drank a big glass of water. I woke up this morning feeling like I was on top of the world. And it was everything but optimal last night for me to do what we're doing. So, again, proudly powered. Not only the segment, but Kevin McCullough himself is proudly powered by fruits and veggies.
So do you want me to sound surprised? Because I'm not.
Well, yeah, I just know that there's a little man inside of you that just like applauds every time somebody tells you one of these stories. So I want to make your life as happy as possible. Hey, we've been working through this list of 20 things that should be health common sense that are not. Sometimes people don't know. And last time we talked about bacteria and its thing in the body, and we ran out of time before we even really got started on it. So you asked if we could spend a little more time on it. What do we need to know about bacteria, Doc?
Well, it's so important because we're constantly trying to kill it, and we don't always want to kill it. And that's what I talked to. For those of you who didn't hear us last week, we talked about that we're only 10% human cells. That's really a strange thing to say, but we have 10 times. Okay. We're 90. There's 9 times more bacteria cells than human cells. So obviously a human cell is hundreds of times bigger. So therefore we see that part.
Right.
But I'm trying to say this. How can I say that better, Kevin? Say that for me.
Well,
I know I'm not saying it.
For the practical application for me is when I go and get the probiotic bacteria. And so if you look on the label, they'll say, you know, billions times particles. And it's like,
yeah.
And I'm assuming that what you're talking about is that in that live culture, there's literally billions, where like human cells would be the size of like several, you know, 100 of those together, or thousands or whatever. But that's what comes to mind when you're telling me what you're saying.
Yeah, we're 10 times more bacteria than human cells. So, and that's exactly right, because they're so small. And you brought me into a subject that I'm going to talk about anyways, is probiotic. People are saying, what's a probiotic? What's a prebiotic? What's a postbiotic? They're all important. But what we need to understand is think of the bacteria on and in us as a garden. And we need to keep that garden fresh and clean. So probiotics are good bacteria. But there's only sometimes 3 or 10 or I don't know, the most I've ever seen is maybe 16 bacteria in one. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of bacteria, and what our job is to keep them in the right place and keep them planted in the right place and doing the right thing. So a prebiotic is what we would do to, you know, prepare the ground for our garden. And a probiotic is the actual bacteria that are pro for us. And postbiotics are actually the foods that we're going to feed it. And what we forget is what the good bacteria actually want is soluble fiber.
Hmm.
Fiber is what they live on. So we think the soluble fiber is doing the job, but really more than anything, it's the bacteria working on the soluble fiber, which helps work it through, and we're feeding that bacteria. If we don't have the correct bacteria, we get sick. In fact, did you know the FDA came out and put a big thing out and said, stop using antibacterial soap? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I've seen some studies on that and why it's not necessarily very good.
Well, this was huge. And what people don't realize is that was in 2014. They said, stop using it. You cannot believe some of the things that antibacterial soap can cause. For example, it causes resistance to things. And the reason we believe it does is because is because it's killing the bacteria that are supposed to be there, which stimulate our own immune system. But for example, it causes allergies. Even the peanut allergies are now questionable if they're being caused so much. We see so many more peanut allergies. Part of that might have been because of the antibacterial soaps we've been using.
Wow.
Even cancers have been associated to it. Thyroid diseases. How many people do you know with thyroid problems? The thyroid hormone isn't regulating properly. It's being disrupted by some of those antibacterial agents in the things we have. Even early puberty, obesity, even cancer. Infertility, all of these things can be associated with antibacterial soaps. These antibacterial things that people are always wiping on, then they said, okay, well, we'll stop using the one with the chemical that's causing this problem, it's triclosan, that they'll stop using it with the triclosan, and we'll just start using it with alcohol. Well, you're still killing bacteria. You may not have some of the negative effects of it, but you're still having the negative effects of killing the good bacteria. And so I just want people to understand they're part of us. When you're killing some of those bacteria, you're killing yourself, because we truly work in a synergy with them, and they help us and we help them. And it's very, very important to realize that. Well, let me one other thing is the fruits and veggies, they're part of that prebiotic. They plant the things, they help it go, and the postbiotic, and they feed it. And fiber and spice is very, very important because it helps feed that bowel, so it keeps that good chemistry going while it's giving you that chemistry of special spices that it help that with blood sugar and cholesterol and some things like that.
Right. Well, and that's the point that I think people, you know, you've opened some eyes in the last few weeks, Doc, when you said that, you know, you're not a subscriber to the germ theory, that it's not about not being exposed to things that may have harmful stuff to us. It's about strengthening the immune system to hold off things that that we don't want being active and alive in us. And this is a perfect counterbalance to that, because if you kill the good bacteria, they're going to help you stay healthy. You're just putting yourself in a more susceptible place to be susceptible to germs, as opposed to dealing from a position of strength, which is what the fruits and veggies help you maintain. That's why it's more important to get that immune system strong, which is why you need to call 1-800-246-8751 and get the best deal possible right now. Doc Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, my final thought.